list.
Daniel Levier, welcome to Stockholm on your first tour to Sweden. How would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm not a young man anymore. I'm from Canada, from Quebec, which is a French province in Canada where people mostly speak French. And I'm a choreographer since 1976, 30 years that I'm doing choreography. And when I'm talking about choreography, I'm talking about writing dance. And I think it's the best way to make understand to people maybe that don't know that much what dance is, how it is done. It is done exactly the same way than a writer which will write a book, but I'm writing with the body instead of writing with words.
What's the source of inspiration for the piece that you are bringing here to Stockholm?
It's by chance that I met in Montreal a young junkie. He was, I think, 20 years old when I met him. And I was shocked by the way he was pushing his life, how far they can go. You know, he was on heroin, and I didn't have a cue, you know, that this was, I knew it was existing, but by being close to somebody, and I kept him close to me for a big number of years, for 6-7 years, I was meeting him, you know, quite often. It would have been easy to say no, because all what he had done was just unbelievable, but at the same time, he opened my eye to a lay of the society that I didn't know. You know, from the outside, maybe you can see them. Most of the city in Occident, they have the same thing. You know, you see these young people in the street, and I find it so sad. But at the same time, the will to live, I found it unbelievable, and it was the source of energy. Like, you know, and then the piece is built is about jumping, and as an analogy, I like that. You know, when you jump, as far as you keep jumping, even if you fall, you know, you're still alive.
Your creation is called Amour, Acide et Noix.
Yeah, this can be translated by Love, Acid and Nuts. And it's I tried to find the title to represent the basic things that we need in life. So love was, of course, the first one and the more important one for me. And acid is used as an analogy of any substance from tea to heroin that would make life being seems easier. And nuts is for about the food, just the food that we need to stay alive.
How then do you select movement?
This is a good question. I don't really select it. I'm working. I enter the studio. The dancers are there warming up. I don't talk that much when I'm rehearsing. And I would, you know, look at them. And then I will stand from my chair and sketch a movement. You know, just not do a movement or not ask the dancer to do a movement. But it's more about showing the way where to go. I will, like, start the movement and maybe the dancers will find the answer. I should say my role is, I have two roles as a choreographer, is getting out of the traffic first. I think most of so many creators as a too big ego, which is not my case, I hope, and inspire them, of course.
This is your first creation where you used dancing in the nude. How do you come to terms with the fact that there are parts of the body which don't let themselves be choreographed?
When I first asked the dancers if they would try to do a run through naked just to see what this will do. We didn't know. I didn't expect that when I started to create the piece that the piece would be dancing in the nude. And then the piece is built mainly with solos and duets so the dancers can see on the others, you know, what it does. And from that moment, it becomes so obvious that this was not the same piece by being danced naked or not. Really not the same piece. That we are. It was more fragile or something like that. And I was, of course, aware of that part of the body that you can't choreograph. But I thought, you know, I bet that most of the audience will not stay an hour long on the genital organs. So, and actually they don't, which is the great point. So, but of course, the piece is built, I was aware of that. So I give the audience 5 minutes to look at what, you know, they will look at anyway. Some are shy, but they will look a little later. But believe me, everybody come to the point where they forget they're naked. Or forget they don't forget they're naked, but they forget, they look a human body functioning.
You have selected Vivaldi's Four Seasons.
Yeah, and I was almost ashamed to do a choreography on that so well-known music. But the version I had was a version that is done by, I think his first name is Tom Kennedy, but the family name is Kennedy. And this version was played with the, he was going to the extreme with the violin and making sounds with the chord. And I thought that the interpretation, that very specific interpretation, was really close to what was my source of inspiration, this junkie in the street. And that was, you know, that the, both the energy I was working with and that interpretation of the music will very connect very well. So I used almost all the movement of the music, and I included here and there different music that comes to put a rhythm, a longer rhythm of the piece, you know, like 15 minutes of Vivaldi and then 5 minutes of Rammstein or something, really totally different and totally other period of music.
How have you chosen your dancers?
My dancers, I like when they have a personality, you know, especially with the fact that they are dancing naked, so they become the personage of the piece, that their body, so they are very different from one to the other. You have a tall one, a very small one. And so I will look for quality, very different quality, instead of trying to have, you know, dancers that look almost all the same, where, you know, what you would see in a corps de ballet, for example. It's totally the reverse, actually.
Thank you, Daniel Levier. Det här är Peter Bolin för Dansportalen på Dansens Hus i Stockholm.